This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ooh, lots of good stuff to talk about. Glad you guys are here with me. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The UK doesn't want to offend Trump. Did you hear this story? This has to do with the royal wedding. We'll get into that in just a bit. I'm going to talk about Candace Owens, or Owen. I don't know what her last name is, but a young black chick that's out there doing her thing. I get asked a lot, what do I think about her? I'm going to answer that question this hour. So good for that. And I'm going to give you my honest opinion about it. Why would I hold back? People, Kevin, are you jealous of her? Jealous of what? Are you? I wish these people success. Look, I'm building youngsters, people to do better. A guy by the name of Christopher Harris, he's been on the show. Chris has been all over TV. Well, last week, he was a couple weeks ago, talking about the brand that we built for him called Unhyphenated America. I hope that brand is wildly successful and people get to hear Chris Harris. Deep dude. I mean, listen to Chris. And, you know, debate a point, listen to Candace and tell me why Chris isn't, you know, blown up. I can tell you why. Oh, because it's a man-dominated world, and Chris is a man. You know, it's because Candace is pretty. She's cute. She certainly doesn't say anything deeper than Chris, and that's not a criticism. I'm not as deep as Thomas Sowell. Even though I will tell you, it shocked me to learn that Thomas Sowell said he started out as a Marxist. Because, see, that makes me at least initially smarter than Thomas Sowell and gives me hope for the future. Yeah, I said the future. Not the future, but the future. So we'll answer that. Backtracking. When do people stop backtracking? That's going to be a sign. I want to talk about that one. In fact, let's cover that one right now. Because what happened was, Shania Twain came out and said something. She's a Canadian citizen. Couldn't vote for Trump or Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election, but she says that she would have cast her ballot for President Trump. Here's what she actually said. I would have voted for him because even though he was offensive, he seemed honest. That's what she said in an interview that got published at The Guardian. Do you want straight or polite? Not that you shouldn't be able to have both, right? So what she said in that statement was Hillary Clinton is crooked. And even though Trump's got his warts, he's honest. I believed him. By the way, many Americans thought the same thing. They felt like, you know what, politician, we don't need another lying politician that's going to tell us what we want to hear. We want a businessman who says he's going to fix it. And we believe him. And I'll be doggone if he didn't go and do it. So Shania Twain made this comment feeling confident that, you know what? The tide has turned. And for the record, it has. I've already talked about the polling. Donald Trump's now over 51%. And the beatdowns continue all around the country. You voted for Trump? Be quiet, be quiet. Let me tell you, the best thing you could possibly do, if you listen to nothing else that I say today, you've listened to nothing else I've said in the past. If you want to do something for the future, let people know who you voted for. Or let them know this. I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't support him at the time, but I'll be doggone it. I wish I could go back and cast my vote for him. If you say that, if everybody who thinks that says it, we're done. Man, we have crushed the left. Yeah, so she made that comment. By Sunday evening, she backpedaled from her remarks, apologizing for what she called an awkward answer. I am passionately against discrimination of any kind, and I hope it's clear from my choices I've made and the people I stand with that I don't hold any common moral beliefs with the current president. That's what she tweeted. My limited understanding was that the president talked to a portion of America like an accessible person they could relate to, as he was not a politician. My answer was awkward, but certainly should not be taken as representative of my values, nor does it mean I endorse him. I make music to bring people together. My path will always be one of inclusivity, as my history shows. Let me tell you what that is. That is as weaselly backpedaling as you can get. Shania Twain, I think she's married to that dude, Tim McGraw. Is that right? And she married to, she's married to Tim McGraw, who's a Democrat, probably supported Hillary Clinton. And you know what? They've come to the conclusion that Donald Trump is doing what he said, and then she says it and doesn't have the guts to stick with it because she doesn't think we're quite there. I don't know who got to, I didn't follow her Twitter page to go, oh my goodness, who got to her? The left is gonna get to you. Your job as Americans who support what the president is doing is to make sure Shania Twain knows you screwed up worse by trying to backtrack, girl. You were right the first time. And by the way, that was her heart. She knows this nonsense about Trump and Stormy Daniels. Where's that story anyway? Is it buried behind Kim Jong-un and the fact that Donald Trump's got him coming to the negotiation table? What's it buried behind? The fact that Democrat after Democrat is about to do the perp walk? Let me tell you, the signs that will come up that will determine when you, I guess some of you will feel comfortable in letting people know that you're pro-Trump, is going to be when a Shania Twain says that, she takes the hits, and then she says, I don't care what you think. That was what I thought. That was what I believe. That is what I believe, and I'm not changing. Who's going to start it? You think this is going to start in Hollywood or in entertainment? You think any of these clowns are going to stand up? They only know what to stand up for because some leftist has trained them to do it. They're like trained seals. That's all they do. They stand up for nonsense. They stand up for what they're told. They believe in global climate change. They believe in saving spotted owls or whatever. And they don't care if the whole of California burns down as long as they can save some stupid beetle. And you got to prop them up. You have to remind them, you're the ones that are stupid. How do you go around through life being this stupid? By the way, the only thing you're good at is music or acting. Don't act like that gives you some purview over the rest of the country because you can act or you can sing. Because you have a melodious voice or you can play other characters. I should listen to you more, Robert De Niro, or one of these other butt clowns. Get out of my face. We're living this stuff day in, day out. They're so far removed from it, they can't even see straight. My values are inclusivity. My history shows, really. So you're inclusive? You sing country music. How many black people listen to country music, Shania? You ain't that inclusive. Get out of here. My limited understanding of the president. You have a deep understanding of this president. The president you don't have an understanding of, you Canadian, is Barack Obama. None of the world understands that clown. Nobody, because we never met him. Well, some of us did. We knew exactly who he was, but he didn't introduce himself to the left, or they chose to ignore it. Anyway, I got a ton to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio show.
Here's one that's got me scratching my head. I gotta tell you, this is a ruling by the courts that came down in Texas, and it has to do with pornography. Yeah, and I know that's a touchy subject for some folks, especially on some of the outlets that we cater to, but I promise you, we'll handle this topic delicately. So, and here's what I always tell people. I want to remind you that everybody's into porn. And you go, Kevin, what are you talking about, man? I don't watch porn. And, okay, maybe when I was in my 20s or whatever. Look, I'm not trying to call you out. I'm just telling you you're into porn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want you to stop and think for just a second before you get all, well, I don't know, Kev. Because you know how good of a thinker I am. You're into porn. Hey, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And here's what I'll tell you, you're into porn. You probably have a mate with whom you have some form of carnal knowledge, okay? And you perform acts of pornography with your mate at some level of frequency, some more than others. I'm not calling anybody out. I'm not even going to give you some idea of what's good and what's bad, what's average, okay? But you do. You have some idea of it. So, you're into porn. Now, you may be into porn with just the person you're with. Now, there are others, mostly leftists, who are into porn because it feeds their imagination because they have none. And they can't, you know, they want to fantasize and all these other things. And again, if you're a conservative and you're into this second form of porn, it's okay. Because, you know, to each his own. You can deal with this as God would have you deal with it. I personally have not been into porn. I have watched the second version of porn that I'm talking about. And I just don't, I mean, I get it. I understand how it, you know, it titillates, pardon the use of that word, you know, ironically. But it gets people excited or whatever else, and they do. But for me, it just was never that big of a deal. But I am into the porn of, you know, looking at my body naked and going, yeah, baby, look at you, bro. Mm-hmm. Pulling the muscle, you know, check out the gun show and that kind of thing. Standing in the mirror and, you know, because I was a fit dude at some point. I'm talking about super fit. You know, he was super fit, super fit. He's super fit. Now, anyway, I'm getting off track. But I was fit, looked at my body, you know, mates that you're with. You go, ooh, look at your body. Look at you. Hey, let's put those bodies together. So we're all into porn. Let's just get that out in the open. Now, leftists, as I say, they're into the other part where they, you know, get the tapes. They've made an industry of porn. See, your porn is private. I mean, and generally speaking, I'm not speaking for everybody because even conservatives have done this, but generally speaking, you don't even document your porn. You leave it strictly in the mindset. Okay? No pictures, no videos, no nothing. You're not trying to build a career on your little porn thing. You just say, hey, honey, I do, and she says I do, and then you commence with the porn. Correct? Yes, indeed. Kevin has got this. Look, I've studied the subject. So that's the end. But there are those who say, no, no, no. No, honey, I love you. It's okay if you take a picture of the tatas or the nether region or whatever. And in some cases, as I said, some people make careers on it. Paris Hilton, Kardashian, and some others that will try this. I saw a show. I swear this is true. Maybe it was like Entourage or something. And the guy hired a crew. Hired a man to have sex with his wife to pretend that they had made this porn tape together that was all orchestrated because her career was on the decline. And this is a movie studio mogul who's married to the trophy wife, and they collude together to say, how do we get your movie career moving again? So they literally stage a thing where she gets, you know, and I'm using my finger quotes, gets caught with a man, and the tape gets released, and it's all orchestrated. Now, that was the movies, but I'm telling you, don't be shocked to learn that's the movies are built on reality. There are people on the left who see that type of thing as the way to get ahead. Now, back to what I was going to talk about. Know your mate. Even if you're married, you shouldn't participate in pornography too, okay? Because that funny picture of you that your wife or your girlfriend took while you were checking out your gut in the bathroom and you were showing it all, showing God what he gave you, right, could end up as what they call revenge porn. And a Texas court ruled that revenge porn is protected under the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. So here's the article. It's in the Daily News, Dallas News rather. Is distributing intimate photos of current or previous sexual partners without their consent protected by the First Amendment? And a state appeals court in Texas said, yes, it is. Now, from where I sit, let's just say you have a graphic picture of you and your mate or whatever. It belongs to both of you. And just because you say I give permission or I want to show this picture doesn't mean the other person is consented. So I don't understand how they did this, but I'm not a legal beagle. But here the article continues. Now it will be up to the state attorney's general's office to defend the state's, quote, revenge porn law, because the state had passed a revenge porn law based on somebody saying my ex took a picture that was supposed to be only for us, and then or video, and put that out there as revenge. Okay? And I get it. I mean, I know, you know, everybody, you know, pretty much if you're with somebody and they're over the age of 20, you have to figure you're not the first one that they've been with them. But I don't think you actually want to know. You know what I mean? I don't think you want the video arriving at your house to say, hey, here's what we used to do when I was with him or her, right? But apparently, so Texas passes this revenge law, and then the Court of Appeals, and the reason why I'm even bringing this up is this is scary to me because it makes you wonder, this is in Texas. The Tyler-based 12th Court Circuit of Appeals said the law is unconstitutional because it was too broad, and it infringed on free speech. The free speech of whom? A revenge law says, again, I'm not reading the case law, but I presume it says, if you, you know, an intimate partner do something together, you can't, because you broke up or whatever, go, I'll get you, and post something. And you can't accidentally do it because, you know, you want to pretend you have no knowledge of it. If it's your picture or whatever or video, in theory, I would think you would have to destroy it, not keep it as a trophy. But if I don't know how they're calling this free speech. The only thing I could think, and I'm working this out with you guys, if you give somebody permission to take bad photos, you know, like pornographic photos of you, you should understand that those pictures could come back to haunt you. That's the only thing I can figure, and that by doing this, you're in effect giving the person, you're saying, this is my permission for you to have these of me, even with the implied knowledge that it's supposedly just for you. I'm really trying to understand it. Maybe somebody else knows more. Contact me at kjradio.com. Get me something that you can share on this subject. Or give us a call at 844-551-8255. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Candace Owens, what I think about her. Shouldn't be a big surprise.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey,
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What do I think about Candace Owens is a question I get asked quite often. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. I mean, okay, what do I think about Ann Coulter? What do I think about Katie Pavlich? But, you know, Candace and I share melanin. What do you think about Candace Owens, Kevin Jackson? The young ingenue who's come out of nowhere, made a speech somewhere, Charlie Kirk discovered her. And now they travel the country together, you know, espousing how she's going to save black people and save America. I say this. Anybody who can get the attention of the left is good for conservatism. She's gotten the attention of the left. I'll tell you this. I've gotten the attention of the left. But they're not going to call me out the way they called Candace out. I'll get to that more in just a bit. See, Don Cheadle said something about Candace Owens. Tom Arnold said something about her sucking something, a very disparaging thing, and said that she should pay homage to Sean King. He's a real leader in the black community. The fake white dude who's trying to fake black dude who's a white guy. He's a leader, according to Tom Arnold. Don Cheadle says Candace Owens needs to grow up, blah, 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 blah. I'll tell you this, I'm just going to keep it, I keep it real. I have no jealousy of Candace Owens. Good for her. If she can rock it to the top, congratulations. All I say to her is be ready to back it up. Now here's what I'll tell you about what I think about her tweets and the things that she says on TV, etc. I've been saying it for 40 something years. I've been hearing it for a lot of years. I've been really preaching it for the last decade. People like Alan West, Star Parker, Ben Carson, myself, Larry Elder, and many others. Just being blunt, nothing new under the sun. Just being honest. She's cute. She's black. She's a millennial. And that makes for some nouveau thing. You know, there's a new kid in town. I don't want to hear it. There's a new kid in town. I don't want to hear it. That's an Eagles song. She's the new kid in town, man. New shiny object. Congratulations, man. And I have no animosity. Good for her. Go do it. You know what? People should be promoting people like that. Charlie Kirk pulled a Breitbart. Breitbart was promoting me. Breitbart promoted Sonny. What's Sonny's last name? Forget her last name. Tall black chick. And Sonny's kind of fizzled because she wasn't quite ready for prime time. But Sonny's deep. She's deep. And as far as black women in this movement goes, Star Parker is the deepest. Man, you don't rattle Star. She knows her stuff cold. Star was a welfare mom. And she got out of it. Candace is a former Democrat millennial who switched over. And everybody goes, what a cool thing, you know. And many of us, Sheriff Clark, he was a Democrat who switched over. Voted for Barack Obama. He switched over. Kevin Jackson never did. But you know what we do? Little by little, iteratively, day by day, we just keep doing what we do. Because there's always a new kid in town. And it isn't a competition. If Candace can reach black folks in whatever way she does. Look, I was talking to a young black man who works on my team for Unhyphenated America, and he's telling me stuff, and I'm going, Joe Patrick, there's nothing you ever say to me, dude. I swear I'm not trying to be mean. There's nothing you ever say to me that I don't already know. I hate to tell you this, because he'll be, yeah, Kev, I want to do a video, and it'll talk about, you know, the civil rights and the lack of, you know, what Democrats have done to stop black people from having civil rights. And I'm going, dude, please, please stop it. Don't make me slap you. And I love the enthusiasm. But here's what he says. Kevin, you guys know that, but many people in our generation don't. Okay. Then go that route, man. Go forth and conquer Joel Patrick. You'll hear more about him. He's a sharp kid. Runs his own tree trimming service. Makes about a half, you know, this company brings him about a half mil a year. He's doing well. He doesn't need college. He's in college, but he doesn't need it. He's an entrepreneur. You know, I don't know enough about Candace from a background perspective to give you much more. But Don Cheadle calls her out and ooh, that's a big deal. Let me tell you something. Don Cheadle is just another Holly weirdo moron. Who he believes in his own idiocy. Kanye West came to the defense of Candace Owens and people are like, ooh, she's a big deal. Okay, go hang out with Kanye and Kim. Get in the reality show and watch what happens. And by the way, anybody who calls himself Yeezus, I don't need him to defend me. Kanye knows my work. He knows the work of Alan West. He knows the work of many of the brothers and sisters that are out there fighting the good fight. LL Cool J, conservative. Ice Cube voted for Trump. Many folks out there, they know who we are. They just lay low. Kanye should have been out months, years ago, talking about the good works that we do. By the way, just so we're clear, Hollywood in general, black leftists should all be looking at what we, people like, you know, I'm going to put myself in there, it's my show, but I mean, Candace, whoever, are putting out there because it's another form of thought. I tell black folks all the time, y'all really piss me off. You want to know why? Because I give you a message of empowerment. I tell you, man, I don't need a white man giving me a handout. I grew up going, I don't need your dang handout, man. Give me an opportunity. I'll impress you. Give me what I need. You know, in other words, give me that opportunity. I'll take it and I'll prove to you that you found the best dude out there to do this job. That's all I want is the opportunity. And for the record, you young brothers and sisters out there, if you take advantage of that the way your forefathers used to, you will be highly successful in this country. It's been ordained for you to be the most successful people in America. And you know what's happened? They squandered it. And so suddenly, Candace Owens, who tweets out stuff like, you know, black people need to not be taken for granted, and gets 30,000 retweets or whatever. And I'm going, really? Okay. If that's all it takes, then why am I doing this? Why am I doing it? Again, no animosity to her. I wish her nothing but success. And what I'm getting at, folks, is in the long run, the stuff that my team puts together, the things that we're doing, the projects that we're putting together that really get into the black community, will more than make up for any of this. You know, I call it fluff. It's fluff. So if you ask me what I think about it, I think she's an amazing young lady. She's an ingenue. But she can't fill a thimble with her understanding of the civil rights movement and all that it involves. And I'll be honest with you, when you go and look at a Thomas Sowell and a Walter Williams, I can't fill a thimble. That's why we have new generations. So you're going, Kevin, I'm not quite sure what you're saying. What I'm saying is I see nothing new in Candace. That's just it. No jealousy. I see nothing new. But that being said, whatever resonates, resonates. I'll tell you guys a story. When I first got into this thing, whatever you want to call it, I had a high-ranking Republican from a state, and he says to me, you know, where'd you come from? Why? He was jealous that I came from nowhere into politics. And I'm like, look, dude, if your message doesn't resonate, mine does. Don't be mad at me. But what I can say, the difference between me and Candace in terms of what I'm talking about here is my message has always resonated. But Candace isn't delivering a new message. Now, here's the deal. If the package is working better, good for her. People, Kevin, maybe I should have been born a cute black chick, right? Or maybe I should have been doing this 30 years ago when I would have been a millennial. I don't know. Don't really care. As I said earlier, if she can resonate, good for her. She deserves her day in the sun. I'm glad she's working with Turning Point USA. They thrust her into the spotlight. But I've seen many people do this. Ben, and I know this is a not exact comparison, but Glenn Beck, you know, her ascension reminds me of Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck, I mean, he paid his dues. He was on like NBC, I mean, CNN or something, and he went to Fox. And then Glenn broke out and wanted to do his own thing. Now, I will give Candace credit here. Her focus is on the black community. But I'm going to tell her something. I'll give her a warning because I could write a book on the number of people who have threatened my life or didn't come to get their butt whooping when they told me what they were going to do to me and I invited them over. I could write a book on these people. And let me tell you something. You better have the constitution of a mean-spirited rhinoceros who's been bred with a Tasmanian devil if you want to go after these clowns, because they offer no quarter. The other day I played a clip of a lady. I had gone on TV to talk about the guys at Starbucks, and y'all, you guys heard that clip, man. She, yo, mother, blah, blah. I couldn't even repeat half the stuff she said. It was so many beeps, we couldn't play it. And maybe she does have that constitution, and good for her if she does. But I'm going to tell you something. It takes more than a few little platitudes about what you're going to do in the black community. It takes actual work. The kind of work that we've been doing for decades, getting over 1,000 kids adopted, getting these kids off the street with sports programs, getting them in good schools, and so on and so forth. It takes more than just talk. So, you know, I hope that she does well. I'll do everything in my power to make sure that she does. But it's more than talk.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I told you guys there was something afoot in the royal wedding. I hate the idea of a royal wedding. In fact, they had a royal baby born, the third child of the whatever the prince, the other prince, the older kid of Lady Di and Charles. And they had their third kid, and the royal baby was born, and it was an alert. That came over my phone. I'm like, don't alert me when some British kid is born. Really? I find that so funny. people, another royal baby. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Hey, parents, let me tell you, I don't know how it works in y'all's family, but I want to know if my brother has a new baby or my cousins or, you know, people close to me. I don't care about the royal. I don't care about the Beyonce and Jay-Z having another baby and naming it some crazy name like Blue Rhino or Crazy Wildfish. What are you talking about? A new baby. And know this. It'll be a trivia question in Jeopardy. So, how many children do the Brits have, Alex? Or, you know, and you have to know their names. So there's Charles, and there's Diana, and then there's Stephen, and then there's Donkey Doo, and whatever. You know, here would make me pay attention to the royals. If they name their baby something crazy, like with Shaniqua LaShawn, now then I might pay attention. But until then, I don't care about your Harrys and your Chuckies and your Phillips and your Stevens and whatever else. Royal baby. Royal how? And I saw this show was about the royal bloodlines that people were saying. They were trying to figure out, like, where did it start? And did it come down like Martians come and impregnate seven families and they became the royal? Because there's only a handful of people that still deal with royalty. Right? The United States, we can't have royalty because we're a hodgepodge of people who left another country, you know. We left Ireland and Scotland and some parts of Africa, what have you. And we came over here, so we can't be royal. Well, that's not really true. In Africa, they had kings. Now, it's been, you know, diminished over the years with all the coups and what have you. Shaka Zulu, maybe you can't figure out if you're any kin to Shaka Zulu. Because I can't go back that far. I can only get back to the slave plantations in my ancestry. But you get what I'm saying. But they've got royal families in India, royal families in Japan. Look at them. Royal families of Norway. And it's not that many. And then they want you to believe that there's something mystical about their bloodline. Bunch of hemophiliacs. You cut one of them and they'll bleed to death. They want you to believe these people are royal. Inbred. Y'all think I'm kidding. Bunch of them will marry their cousins and stuff because they don't want the royal bloodline to be messed up. And the royal bloodline gave them no chins, no butts. They're hemophiliacs. And they got all other kinds of disease. They're the weakest group of people on the planet. Show me a royal, I would show you somebody that couldn't fight, couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. Royal baby. Royal nothing. A royal wedding is about to occur. Oh, you mean a taxpayer-funded boondoggle? Is that what you're talking about? It won't be billions, but millions and millions of dollars spent on the pomp and circumstance of a chick, Meghan Merkel, or Markle, or whatever her name is, from the TV show Suits, marrying a royal. By the way, that is one ugly kid. That's a ginger. He's an ugly dude. I'm sorry. Prince Harry is not handsome. He's got height. But trust this brother that doesn't have it. That ain't everything. That don't mean anything. I bet that chump can't dunk a basketball. I could. Talk to me about him being royal. Royal at what? So he marries this chick, going to, and she hates Donald Trump. Did you know this? Meghan Markle hates Donald Trump, loves Barack Obama. Harry is buddies with Barack Obama. I talked about this. Y'all know this. They yucked it up, had some pints together, and Barack Obama went over there and pretended that he knew what it was like to be somebody special because he, you know, bogarted his way into the presidency on the backs of many other black people. Everybody felt guilty, so they elected this clown, and he was the worst president in our history, which is the reason why I tell people the royals don't want him over there. The royals are like, you know what? We know we are very historical here, and we sense that there could be some skullduggery with the Obama administration. We do not recommend that he attend the royal wedding. Because he's good friends. Meghan Markle, can you think that this chick doesn't want the Obamas at her wedding? Holy, that's the holy grail for her. Oh my gosh, my family on the guest list was my sister and my mother and Michelle Obama, who's my idol, and then her husband Barack Obama. Oh my gosh. I'll give it to Meghan Markle. She got a pretty face. She ain't all that hot with, as far as the body goes. But you know what? Teaches him. Teaches him. Harry likes her. I'm not telling you, I wouldn't have dated her because I would have. She was a pretty, she's a very lovely girl. But once I found out she was for Barack Obama, she looked like, she had the feet of a rhinoceros as far as I'm concerned. I'm a foot guy. Y'all know this, right? Y'all know I'm a foot guy. I'd be like, oh, Lord, look at the toe. I mean, it's funny. Once you don't like somebody, you can find out a lot of stuff. You know, I'll give you an example. I had a girlfriend. I thought this girl, she was pretty. Don't misunderstand me, but she was made up pretty. You know what I mean? She's made up pretty. And made up pretty and naturally pretty, whew, two different things. This girl could put on makeup and, I mean, she was like Oprah. Oh, well, she wasn't that ugly without makeup, but she was, you know what I'm saying? She was plain Jane without makeup. Put on makeup, boom. And, you know, had a nice body. Anyway. Because when I met her, of course, she was in makeup and the whole deal. It was like, whoa, so you fixate. Oh, that's what she looks like. And as we got to know each other, you know, she'd become normal. And it was like, wow, she's very plain Jane when she's out of makeup. But it was okay because later that evening, she'd go put on some. We'd go out and of course, your mind is fixated on this thing. So you see the girl who's now that got her hair up in a bun. Has a little bit of acne, you know, whatever. You know, nice body, but she wasn't like adorning it the way girls do when they're out and about. But my mindset was, who cares? You know, I've seen her beauty. She's gorgeous. It was like like an old tale, you know, like one of these Hansel and Gretel things where she could be beautiful at home, you know, ugly at home or beautiful away. And you had to make a choice. And, and I'm not saying she was ugly because she certainly was not, but she wasn't gorgeous in her normal state. And, when things started going awry, you start going, you know what? She's not that pretty. You know? I mean, it's true. Women can attest to this too. You see a guy, he's Mr. Ooh, he says, look at the muscles. I look at him. My gosh, he's got this, you know, beautiful bald head, you know, or he may have a big, you know, beautiful coif. And you're just, oh, he's just dreamy, his eyes, everything, right? And then, as you start to notice, he doesn't pick up a check, he's very self-centered, whatever. Then you go, God, he's got big feet. Or, I never noticed one ear is bigger than the other. Or such and such. His bottom teeth aren't straight. I don't know what it is, but you'll notice the little things that you completely overlook. So, Meghan Markle, I couldn't handle it. It would be done. I would be, whatever. I'd start picking her apart. And I know there are people like, Kevin, pick her apart. Trust me, I can pick her apart. I can't pick her apart on a new, you know, when they got her on the cover of a magazine, that big, pretty smile, those big, you know, very pretty teeth and all that. And I can't pick that apart. I look crazy. I just look vindictive. But I could pick her apart if I was home, you know, and just going, well, you haven't seen her. And when she's just wearing sweats, she got feet that look like a hobbit. Okay. Anyway, let me get back to what I was going to say. Richard Fitzwilliams, a prominent royal commentator, and a former editor of the International Who's Who said, there's a deep sense of not wanting to offend President Trump. That's why they don't want Barack Obama at their wedding. Now, here's the deal. I told you guys, I think it's because Barack Obama is going to be mired in scandal, and they know that. MI6 knows this. They've whispered in the Queen's ear, don't let the black president hear. It will not be good for history. So they don't want him there. But they're also, the other thing is, wait a minute. This is the dude, this is the Negro that took Winston Churchill's bust out of the Oval Office and sent the Queen MP3s of his speeches. Do we not want to remember this? Donald Trump put the bust of Churchill back, and he is a friend to Britain. We just went on an excursion with him dropping bombs in Syria. You know, look, I get that Meghan Markle doesn't like President Trump, but this time the Queen is going to overrule the young black or half black, whatever she is, going to overrule Meghan Markle. And that's just that, because you can't have a chump like Barack Obama to your wedding and not have Trump. But I think, quite frankly, they just don't want Barack Obama there. And they're looking at they're doing a calculation and saying, look, Trump's getting it together. And if we continue down this road with Meghan Markle and offend him, we don't know what that's going to mean for the future.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.